this is the English programme. Well, in addition to doing the Pemberley Boo, we also do Pride and Prejudice. So Pemberley Boo is sort of the sequel to Pride and Prejudice. And it's created on the Twitter with all the or by all the Austin fans from literally around the globe. Well, Pride and Prejudice, of course, is the first one. So we're sort of doing extracts from both of them every day. So Austin fans have lots to listen to from the English programme. So we're going to continue now for the 10th of May. And it's been a few days since we did our last episode, so we can sort of go back a little bit. Basically, they're waiting. They want to meet Mr. Bingley and see what he's like and everything. And unfortunately, he sort of called away at the last minute for some urgent business. And they're not really very happy, the girls, especially the poor mother, thinks, oh dear me. It says here she could not imagine what business he could have, I can't read, I do apologise, he could have in town so soon after his arrival in Hertfordshire, and she began to fear that he might always be flying about from one place to another and never settled at Netherfield, as he ought to be. Lady Lucas quieted her fears a little by starting the idea of his being gone to London only to get a large party for the ball. And the report soon followed that Mr. Bingley was to bring 12 ladies and 7 gentlemen with him to the assembly. The girls grieved over such a number of ladies, but were comforted the day before the ball by hearing that instead of 12, he brought only 6 with him from London, his 5 sisters and a cousin. And when the party entered the assembly room, it consisted of only 5 altogether: Mr. Bingley, his 2 sisters, the husband of the eldest, and another young man. Mr. Bingley was good-looking and gentlemanlike. He had a pleasant countenance and easy, unaffected manners. His sisters were fine women, with an air of decided fashion. His brother-in-law, Mr. Hurst, merely looked the gentleman, but his friend Mr. Darcy soon drew the attention of the room by his fine, tall person, handsome features, noble mien, and the report, which was in general circulation within 5 minutes after his entrance, of his having 10,000 a year. The gentleman pronounced him to be a fine figure of a man. The ladies declared he was much handsomer than Mr. Bingley, and he was looked at with great admiration for about half the evening, till his manners gave a disgust which turned the tide of his popularity, for he was discovered to be proud. To be above his company and above being pleased, and not all his large estate in Derbyshire could then save him from having the most forbidding, disagreeable countenance and being unworthy to be compared with his friend. Mr. Bingley had soon made himself acquainted with all the principal people in the room. He was lively and unreserved, danced every dance, was angry that the ball closed so early, and talked of giving one himself at Netherfield. Such amiable qualities must speak for themselves. What a contrast between him and his friend! Mr. Darcy danced only once with Mrs. Hurst, and once with Miss Bingley, declined being introduced to any other lady, and spent the rest of the evening in walking about the room, speaking occasionally to one of his own party. His character was decided. He was the proudest, most disagreeable man in the world, and everybody hoped that he would never come there again. Amongst the most violent against him was Mrs. Bennet, whose dislike of his general behaviour was sharpened into particular resentment by his having slighted one of her daughters. Elizabeth Bennet had been obliged, by the scarcity of gentlemen, to sit down for 2 dances. And during the part of that time, Mr. Darcy had been standing near enough for her to hear a conversation between him and Mr. Bingley, who came from the dance for a few minutes to press his friend to join it. More tomorrow.